It's not easy making independent feature films in the Borderland, but that hasn't stopped a number of intrepid filmmakers from launching productions and bringing films to fruition. Among the most ambitious is a crime saga that is beginning its third installment. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Billy Towns is a noted musician, music composer, recording studio impresario, and now a movie director. His third film in a crime drama trilogy, Border Lords 3, is in pre-production, and I'm happy to have him back on the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
It's great to see you, Billy.
Oh, man, it's great to be here again, and I'm really excited. And we've been doing this for 11 years. We started in 2002.
Can you believe it?
It's 11
Somewhere
years.
In there you were on the show. I can't remember when.
Yeah.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been a few years, and you know, time goes by. But this is our 11th year in doing the Border Lords series, and I'm more excited about doing the third one than ever. You know, it's just so much fun doing these films.
So did you always want to be a filmmaker? I mean, you are a Renaissance man. I mentioned some of the things you're doing. You're also a professor of music at EPCC. I don't know how you cram all this in with film production.
God, it's just I just do it. You know, I just like the arts. I'm just so much in love with the arts, whether it be in music, be in dance, or you know, watching dance, because I like watching flamenco dance. I wrote some music for them, and of course in film. And I just try to put it all together. And even since I was a child, and I think this is the first time I'm revealing this to anyone or to publicly, I used to do animations. My dad gave me a film, the old Super 8 film, one frame film camera, and I used to put together a rig that would do animations. And I'd storyboard everything and did it frame by frame. So I got into film very early, and I think I may have been in 6th or 7th grade. I may have been in middle school at the time. But I still have the films, and one of these days I'm converting it
to digital. I'm a digitized. We'll show them at the festival.
Yeah, and I remember it started after I saw Star Wars. And I was really into science fiction and everything, so I did a lot of space type of animations. But I've always been fascinated with film and how to make a film. I mean, I was just putting together back then. The lighting, I just had small lighting and all that. But as far as this, the whole process of making a film, I've been very infatuated. And, of course, my dad, who liked a lot of the Charles Bronson, a lot of the action heroes back then, got me into watching that.
Yeah.
And so Clint Eastwood. You know, all the action films, James Bond, et cetera, et cetera. I got to watching it, and I was fascinated by doing that. But, you know, music eventually was taken over for the most part because I was in high school. I went to Irvine High School, and Jimmy Olivas got me into playing music, playing jazz, all that stuff. And that's where all the music thing took off. But I've always loved, from that day all the way till now, watching films and great pictures. Yes, I like the blockbusters. I'm a fan of Jaws, a fan of all the Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Steven Spielberg. But I got into watching all the smaller films, all the films that, you know, that are not the highest, you know, millions of dollars grossing, little things. I got into that in college because there was an independent film theater in Arizona, and I went to go watch. Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I mean, I was just so infatuated. It had these films had a great story to tell. Yeah, they weren't big, major budget, but you know, the story, you walk away thinking the story. So I got more into doing that. And then the one that really took me over the top with independent film was Lone Star.
Oh, sure.
Which is, you know, now, you know, legendary for Chris Cooper.
Yeah.
So that got me into, maybe I can have my hand in doing this. So my cousin and I,
Can tell stories that you know.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, he got into writing a screenplay, a script, and he sent it to me. And this was back in 2001. And that was kind of the impetus for Border Lords. But I just, you know, just the artistry of doing all this, I've just immersed myself into, and I still do, and I love it. It's just probably the creative side of me, you know, and I got that from my mom. She was so creative.
I think that's the case with a lot of creative people. Once you've opened your mind to one avenue of creativity, you know, you can hop parallel.
And it's beautiful. And then, of course, as you know, I take the same approach when I'm creating music in the studio and everything.
Yeah.
So, and you were asking me earlier, am I doing the music? Yeah, I'll be doing the music, you know, for this, but I'm now farming it out.
Director and film composer.
Yeah, many people that are expressed interest of being involved in this project. I'm saying, yeah, you know, and they're very good people. So we're going to be doing a lot of things musically with this film.
Wind us back a little bit. You've been working on this trilogy. I don't know if you started out conceiving of it as a trilogy, but certainly it's been over a decade. What is basically the root story of Border Lords that's slowly been unfolding in these films?
Basically, the root story, it started with the family.
It's a crime family drama.
A crime family drama. And Mark and I started from the very beginning of doing this, and we're not going to make it be a depiction of what's going on across the border or of any cartel.
Mark Love, your producer.
This is because the last thing I want is any of the cartels knocking on my door, you know, saying, hey, how did you find out about this or that? No, this is a total story that we concocted from the beginning, you know, with the Cortez family. I think the common thread with all three of them in our trilogy, in our saga, as we put in everything, the common thread is it's going to be a story about, yes, crime on the border, but we're going to have another underlying story. We have a love story going on, and we have a story that's bigger than, you know, the whole pretenses might be bigger than crime itself of what we're trying to say. Mm-hmm. And that's a common thing that we have with all three films. In the first one, it was about the love saga, and it's a Shakespearean, you know, the War of Two Families, a Romeo and Juliet kind of effect. And the second one, it was dealing more with attitudes on the border and with cultural differences,
yeah.
You know, because we brought African-American actors that played a more key role in mm-hmm. the films. And, you know, crime's about everybody. You know, crime in the mafia is not only about the Italians, or the cartel's not only about Hispanic, but crime is about everybody's involved. We show that everybody's involved for one big reason. You know, it's all about money. It's mm-hmm. all about money. And in the third one, well, you're going to have to kind of wait on that one. But we're looking at we're bringing some people back from the second movie and the first, for that matter. And we have a story that we've been working on that hopefully is going to capture people's imaginations. But it's all fiction. You know, everything that we're doing, we're telling, we are pulling names and everybody from the air. It's all a fictional story, but we're having a lot of fun with it.
Well, you mentioned you're bringing back some cast, but you're also expanding the cast, and I know you always need lots of extras, and you're holding auditions today, pretty much all day, and I'm guessing into the night, but
yeah.
Tell us about that.
We have auditions today. It'll be held at Desert Eagle Productions. A friend of mine, Gerard Gibbs, and his wife, Tina, they own this dance company, the ones that So You Can Dance, their son, Donovan, was on TV on So You Can Dance, and he won. So they're
right.
You know, this is the production company that was born of that. But we're holding it at Desert Eagle Productions today. And of course, that's at 1421 North at Lee Trevino, Suite D. It's over there off Lee Trevino, across from Popeyes with that FedEx.
Sure.
So
right by Pelicano, then.
We'll be there, like I said, all day. And from producer Mark Love told me that we have a lot of people coming. So, you know, we're going to order out sandwiches.
Good. You're going to feed everyone waiting.
Yeah.
So what should folks who are thinking, maybe they haven't even acted, but they've always wanted to, you're taking everyone. They don't have to have a resume. You just want to run some lines with them.
This is a good thing about doing our projects. We open up to everybody because, you know, people ask me, hey, can I be? And yes, you can. I mean, you have to read for the part. We want to gauge talent. So if you are listening and if you had some type of dream of wanting to be in a film, like, come on, you know, and read for it. And chances are we have many levels of who we're selecting. We're selecting main characters, secondary characters, functional roles, and extras. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending
– something for everyone.
Yes, we have a little bit of something for everyone. And then depending on how you read and how we gauge your talent and everything, we'll place you. But it's open. You know, it's not only for the professionals who have degrees in this or if they've been in theater – and, you know, and they've been – and I've done this. And great. Of course, we're, you know, going to look at all the pros and everything. But it's open to people who just want to come have some fun.
So you bring your headshots,
yeah,
but you don't need a headshot.
You don't need a headshot, but, you know, the professional people, they'll have – and we do need them. They make – they're good for – make good dossiers on people. But you can just come, and we'll do the rest. We have a form that you can fill out. We'll get your information. Then you can – and then we have lines that you can read, and they'll be there. We'll give you about 3 minutes, and you can do your thing, and we'll make our evaluations from that. Mm-hmm. But it's open to El Paso.
Fantastic.
You know, people who are looking – who want to be in our film, it's albeit an independent film, but yet, you know, it's going to be a fun film. From the past, we think we've had a lot of fun, so we invite you guys to come on down, and, you know, there's going to be a line, so try to come early.
Well, what I love talking about you every time we talk about your filmmaking is your enthusiasm, and I know, you know, you were a first-time filmmaker at one point, and you know what that's like. And,
oh, yeah.
And you're great working with people.
I would say, you know, my first-time filmmaking, I guess when I was young, you know, because I really I still have those cameras, by the way. I own three cameras.
We're going to have to show some of those animations.
Yeah, I still have those cameras. I didn't give them up, but really making something on a certain level – yeah, I, boy, Charles, we've learned so much. I've learned a lot. And believe it or not, I've learned not only from doing Borderlords, I've learned a lot watching films at the Plaza Classic Film Festival, because I'm going there and appreciate what it takes with all these classic films and how they did it and all the forums that they had at the Camino before, after, and the talk, and people who are around you love film. I've learned a lot of how we love doing what we do, and why we do what we do.
Well, the act of creation. Oh, I know you get a charge out of
it. It's amazing. It's a lot of work. You know what? It is a lot of work, especially when I'm wearing multiple hats.
Yeah.
It's very tedious, but I love it. And, you know, we did Borderlords 2 6 years ago, as you know, and we were exhausted. And now we're rejuvenated.
You needed some time, right?
It needed some time and everything. But you know what? Like you said, you've been here before. And now you just get that fire to do it again. And
how long do you think this will take to shoot and produce?
Under 2 years. Mm-hmm. Our guess is under two years with our budget that we have, with the resources. But one thing that we've learned from the first two is we learned how to really be proficient and really be economical and as far as, you know, the way we use our resources and the way we go and do our production. So we're going to get better on a lot of things. And of course, the technology has grown too.
You mentioned watching other films. I'm sure once you've made a film, you can't watch film the same way as most audience members.
Oh, yeah.
You must be breaking down camera angles.
Yes, no, because people tell me that.
You still get lost in it.
I, if it's a good film, I'm always.
It sucks you right in.
I don't know how many times. I mean, you guys had The Godfather, what, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
And I always get lost in it. I don't think of, okay, how did Francis Ford. I'm just. It's such a good film.
Uh-huh.
Such good actors, such good filmmaking that you get lost into it. And yeah, if I have a Blu-ray to where I have extra special features, then I go and look at learn all the stuff. But, you know, I make sure I get myself into the film. I'm a fan first and everything. But the ones that really don't take you, then you're going to say, you know, the acting, all that stuff. And I've learned to gauge talent a little bit.
There you go.
Better.
You learn from what's not working in a film.
Yeah, you learn what's not working. But no, I even more so I get into film.
Well, I know you've got some film composing to do as well for this, and you have some CDs available, but I want to mention that you're also going to be performing September 5th in Music in the Canyons.
Yes, we got rained. We were supposed to be there July 18th, but it got rained out. I was so bummed out. We had about 1,000 people coming out. Thanks to Town Square Media and everybody, they said, let's you know, extend one more Thursday, and we'll be out of the canyon. And the band, we all look forward to playing out there. We're going to have a lot of fun out there.
Well, it's always great to see and talk with you, and best of luck on your upcoming film.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we look, myself, the producer, Mark Love, and the whole crew, Benny Ontiveros, he's the cinematographer. He's the one that gives me a look. We're all looking forward to doing this. And again, it's going on today over at Desert Eagle Productions. That's 1421 North Lee Trevino. If you'd like to come and audition for any role in our film, please come by. We'll be there as long as we have to.
Fabulous. My guest today has been musician, composer, and director Billy Towns. When he's not writing, playing, and recording music, he's directing an ongoing crime drama. His latest film, Borderlords 3, will begin production soon, and casting and actors' auditions are being held now and into the afternoon today at Desert Eagle Productions, located at 1421 North Lee Trevino, Suite D2. No acting experience is required, but participants will be required to read lines and audition for the producers. For more information on Borderlords 3 and to follow its progress, join their Facebook page. A final program note, the Plaza Classic Film Festival's film programming may have come to an end, but its exhibition, Moving Pictures, Production Art from the Academy Library, is still on display at the El Paso Museum of Art through September 8th. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.